Hey, what's good, gamers? Aklon here. Of course, welcome back to each and every one of you. In today's video, well, new metas are dropping, and it should not come as a surprise to anyone at this point. Look, the game industry has been desperately trying to go super woke, trying to enforce any and all DEI stuff that they can get their hands on, and I've made many, many videos up until now exposing all of this. And not just me, we have so many people in the industry that have gone massively deep on all of this, exposing the game consultancy firms, exposing the game developers and the stuff that's happening within the gaming industry. So I don't think it should come as a surprise to anyone that the games industry genuinely wants to be as woke as is possible. The problem, of course, is that time and time again, this sort of quest for wokeness, the quest for super DEI, just does not work. It doesn't seem to pay off. One need only look to Concord to see just how absolutely abysmally this game fails. Now, of course, if you listen to the media, they'll tell you, no, it had nothing to do with the fact that the game was woke and the fact that the players said, hey, we don't want pronouns in the character selection screen. We also would prefer not to play with fat African-American woman and all sorts of weird-looking aliens, that none of those characters look as if these are fun characters to actually play with. And there's nothing wrong with playing as an African-American. There's nothing wrong with playing as a fat character, but then that character needs to have charm. That character needs to have something that sort of sells the character, like Gragas, for example, in League of Legends. There's something funny about the character and you embrace it. The issue is when you try to make a fat character look cool as a fat character, it's like, well, that's not how people look at fat people. I'm fat. I know this, right? But of course, according to the media, it is all about, oh no, it's just the live service market that's really difficult and overcrowded to get into, and it has to compete with games like Overwatch and Apex Legends. I mean, yes, the $40 price tag did definitely affect the game, but Sony was looking into making the game free to play when, I'm guaranteeing you, they looked at the numbers, they looked at the hype for this game, and they realized that even as a free-to-play game, this game would not work. You look at Marvel Rivals and you see, oh, actually, live service games are alive and well. If you make a game that has interesting characters, characters that appeal to players, then, hey, players actually like playing these things. Now, of course, there's constantly this moving of the goalposts. There's constantly this, oh, but it must be this. But then you look at Dragon Age the Veilguard, another game that players from the beginning said, hey, what the hell are you guys doing? We really don't want this woke stuff in our games. It fails, and don't let this number, 90,000 people playing it at the peak of its playtime, 14,000 after, you know, less, it's like, no, it's not even really been a month, or maybe it's just been over a month. This is an RPG. This game technically should still be alive and well. You compare it to something like Baldur's Gate 3. As you can see here, that's 32,000 people playing right now. This game is more than a year old. It's 24-hour peak is 90,000. Now, you could say, but Aklon, it's unfair to compare this game to a game like Baldur's Gate 3 that is obviously just massively, massively overpowered within this space. And I said, all right, let's compare it to its way older cousin, Dragon Age Origins. Now, this was before the Dragon Age name even became a household name for RPG fans, and it still has 634 people playing it after many, 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 many years, and about 1,800 people logged in the last 24 hours. Again, compare this. I don't think this game in a year from now is going to have 4,000 people. I don't even think this game is going to have 1,800 people in a year from now. So clearly, the goalposts just keep moving. Dustborn, another game that went super, super, super woke. Now, no one was ever actually angry at Dustborn because Dustborn was created in its own IP and its own universe, and it was always going to be a super woke game. But only about 83 people played this game. So it's quite clear that no one actually wants this. But ladies and gentlemen, I have bad news for you. If you think that these things are going away, if you think that Sven's speech at the Game Awards made a dent, if you think it moved the needle in any way, shape, or form, if you think that the gaming industry is about to wake up, you're right, but you're also very, very wrong. The game industry is about to wake up, but not in the way that you think. They still want the DEI. They still want the woke. But they also want the sales. They want to figure out a way to get the sales in there, but then also get the woke into the game at the same time. And instead of just making a really good game like Baldur's Gate 3 and Larian Studios, what they're going to do is a little bit more nefarious than that. So the post is from Kale on Twitter or on X, and we find Kotaku in action. This is over on Reddit. We have someone that posted, "I work as a contractor for Mass Effect 5. I do quality assurance. I have a warning for you. Now, take this with an absolute grain of salt. We can't actually verify this, but it doesn't surprise me. I'm not looking at this and going, wow, I did not see that coming. I always wondered when this would happen. We got an all-hands-on-deck meeting last week. Devs were asked to delay features, art, and content that may be deemed woke or political and defer them to future patches. As QAs, we were tasked to report if we audit or detect anything that might resemble them so they can be fixed. The company wants to launch the game as clean as possible and introduce woke stuff silently through patches. I fear this might be industry-wide. They wouldn't be issuing this so early otherwise, so tread carefully. That is all." Now again, you could argue, but Akalon, hold up. This is literally one dude just talking. We don't even know if this is actually real. I would not be surprised. What you need to understand about these developers that are pushing this woke stuff, they're not doing it because they're, you know, trying to shoehorn the industry into a place that they don't themselves believe the industry belong. They genuinely believe this. They have been converted. Most of them come from the university system in America and in other countries where these universities are super on board with this DEI stuff. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt your ordinary viewing. I was literally about to upload the video and then I saw this post from Grums and I thought, you know what, I should at least offer you this bit of an explanation as well. Grums comes out on this post and he says, "This rumor is going around that BioWare is asking for woke content to be paused and delayed, perhaps patched in at a later time. I can tell you this, when management says delete this now, they don't really plan to add it in later. They are saying that to keep their activist employees from rioting. I add it only to be prudent. I don't necessarily agree with what Grums is saying, and I realize this sounds incredibly sort of arrogant of me. I don't know as much as Grums. I'm not as well versed in the gaming industry. Obviously, he's been in the gaming industry a lot longer than I have. But the reason I don't necessarily agree with Grums on this is because I happen to believe that the studios from top to bottom are completely ideologically captured. People that are ideologically captured do not think rationally. They think within the scope of their ideology. So I am of the belief that even the managers at these studios want the DEI stuff in their games. They just want to figure out how do we add the DEI stuff whilst still making money. So I don't necessarily think that this is just a case of we have a bunch of woke developers that are doing woke stuff and we sort of have to kowtow to these woke developers, even though this isn't what we really want. I think it is a case of they themselves believe this firmly. So they're going to be caught between a rock and a hard place. Either you patch it in later and you piss off all of the gamers, or you don't patch it in later and you have a riot on your hands from your developers. I will be more inclined to go with Grums' explanation if in the next few months we see sweeping layoffs at every single one of these studios that have previously been woke, and we hear of lots and lots of developers being fired. Luckily, we'll know which developers are fired because they love telling us, "I just lost my job, this is my last job." So we'll be able to look at this, see whether we start seeing trends of like woke developers being fired, and maybe these companies also coming out saying, "Hey guys, we are getting rid of all of the political ideologues within our company. We want to go back to making video games for the vast majority of players." Whatever the game be, if that happens, I'll absolutely accept what Grums is saying. Otherwise, this really does seem like no matter what you do, no matter what path you choose, you're either going to really screw over the gamers and they're going to hate you, or you're going to screw over your developers and they're going to hate you. So, rock, hard place, management. Anyways, enjoy the rest of the video. Just this week, I had a conversation with a teacher that teaches high school. They told me that they're looking to get out of the teaching profession. And I asked them why, because I've known this person for a very long time and they loved teaching. They've been teaching for almost 10 years now. And I asked them, well, why? What's the point? I mean, you love doing this job. And they said to me, "Do you really think that the woke stuff just sort of starts up naturally?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And they showed me the syllabus that kids in South Africa are learning. And I've been reliably informed all of this comes from America because South Africa basically has America's education system. The kids already in schools, in high school, in primary school, are taught how to think. What is the right way to think? It starts small. They don't start with the big stuff. They don't start throwing stuff at you that is just obviously false. It starts with all sorts of small little inserts, small little questions about what really is gender? What really is sex? Is it really possible to be straight or gay? This person in question teaches life orientation. Life orientation is a subject here in South Africa that is supposed to sort of deal with sex ed and stuff of that nature. And one of the things that they had to teach just this last week, really before the schools closed, was the whole, you know, leave the kids with a little bit of a Christmas gift. Are you really straight or gay? Or what really are you? Like, what even is this stuff? Now, luckily, this teacher didn't teach this, but if one of the kids were to go to their parents and these parents were to go to the school board, they would be fired. That is as simple as it is. So teachers are basically going, the teachers that don't want to teach this stuff are going out of their way to try and not teach it, even though they could be fired for it. Or some teachers just teach it, close their eyes and hope for the best. This particular one wants to leave the industry because they can just no longer live with the stuff that they're supposed to teach and seeing the stuff that they're doing to kids. Not least of which, we now have kids in South Africa, and again, this has been confirmed, we have kids in South Africa that leave high school with good grades, get to university, and fail everything because of the policies that's been enacted, because the policies have to look on. It's a whole thing. That's a whole different story. Let me not get into it. Sorry, I'm almost offloading on my frustrations with the South African education system here, but it happens all over the world. By the time these kids leave university, they are super woke. They're all about the DEI. So from their perspective, looking at these things, you can imagine that this is exactly what is about to happen. I'm reminded of the fact that people sort of started noticing this in Spider-Man 2 prior to its launch on PC, patches that started to come out that would add stuff like this to Spider-Man, that would add these things in post-launch as a way to update the game and bring the game more in line with what is actually required for, you know, a super DI, a DI push into video games. So it comes as zero surprise to me that they are doing this. And I think we should be aware of it. This might actually be the next Meta. Release the game as just a normal game that everyone can play. And then a month in, once everyone has put in their 2 hours so they can no longer refund, now you start dropping these super woke patches with all the pride stuff coming in, the pronouns coming in, the update to body type 1 and 2, and all of the relationships being shifted and twisted around, because now we can go political, right? Now we have them, we can go political. It is again what Sven warned about in his speech. It is a short-term decision made for politics. It will have very long-term consequences. Because now, what will happen after the first 2 or 3 games that do this, the gamers will catch on to this, and now suddenly, we will not buy at all. We will not even buy to try, because we know now that nothing we see can be trusted. At least in the current system, we can sort of look and say, okay, there's a couple of woke stuff here, but maybe I can play around it. So I'll wait for the game to go on sale, I'll do something else. This time around, we won't be able to do that because they'll have opened the floodgates. They would have proven to us that nothing we do is safe. Nothing we embrace is safe. And that is a very bad place for the gaming industry to be. And it does seem like the game industry at this point is just speedrunning bankruptcy. As always, hit the like if you like. Dislike if you didn't. Let me know in the comment section down below what you think of it. And I'll see all of you in the next one. Peace.